Shri Sai Ram. At the outset, my most loving and prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Dear listener, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony on Asia Stream, bringing you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the love and the message of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Coming to you from the studios of the Shri Satya Sai Media Center, a division of the Shri Satya Sai Central Trust here at Prashanti Nilayam. Good morning, greetings and loving Sai Ram on this Thursday, and welcome to Sunrise with Sai, and with me Team Radio Sai Sunil, who will take you through this morning segment for the next 90 minutes. Let me first read out to you today's Sai Inspires message. Why is faith in God supreme to achieve divine bliss? Bhagwan lovingly reminds us today from the life of young Jesus, and I quote, "One day, young Jesus went to a lonely hilltop. Jesus was sitting and meditating on God all the while. After some time, he returned. As he was returning, he ran into a group of worried men on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. When Jesus inquired, they said they were fishermen, and for quite some time they were unable to catch any fish in their nets. Jesus said, 'Follow me. Are there any waters that do not have fish?' He took them to the middle of the sea and asked them to cast their nets at a particular spot. To their utter astonishment and great joy, the fishermen found that their nets were full with fish. This event created a lot of faith in the minds of the fishermen. Faith is indispensable for humanity. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is truth. Where there is truth, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is bliss. And where there is bliss, there is God." Unquote. This was taken from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan on December 25th, 2002. Dear listener, let's now listen to a song sung by Swami's devotees.
Kannu vitti chudaro ranna, ee sai
Welcome back, dear listener, to Sunrise with Sai. It's now time for a new and continuing series, Vedanta Parichaya, an introduction to Vedanta. This is a series of short talks aimed at helping us understand the basic concepts in Vedanta. Dr. Lata Shri is ready with her 87th talk in this new series, and today she is continuing to deal with the new topic, that is, Viveka Chudamani. Today is the 9th talk in this new topic, and over to the doctor.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Invoking Bhagwan's benediction for today's session, dear listeners, my loving Sai Ram to all of you. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Saishwararpanamastu. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam Tamagocharam Govindam Paramanandam Sadgurum Pranatosmyaham. In our study of Viveka Chudamani, we have completed the study up to Shloka number 34. Last week, we saw that among all the instruments and conditions that are necessary for liberation, bhakti alone is supreme. And how is bhakti defined in Viveka Chudamani? Swaswarupa anusandhanam. It means a constant attempt of the seeker to live up to his one's own real nature. And why is this bhakti considered to be supreme? As we discussed last week, it is only when we have love for the self that is to be realized, all our practices are transformed from mechanical practices into magnetic practices. These spiritual sadhanas no more become a drudgery for us when we have love for the self and we lovingly undertake all these sadhana. And then we also saw that with the required qualification, the disciple approaches the guru, and the qualities of the guru are also enlisted in verse number 33, which we saw in detail last week. And then the author says that once the disciple approaches the Sadguru, he must serve the Guru, he must also worship the Guru, and then he must speak to the Guru in a very humble way and he must inquire of the Guru about his own true nature, and this is what he has to do. It means seva to the Guru, which is actually seva to the vision that the Guru represents. The mission that the Guru embarks upon is very important for the seeker, the disciple, to undertake. And the way he listens to the Guru, the way he behaves with the Guru, is also very important. And it is said that while listening to the Guru, while learning from the Guru, one should not be like a pot that is kept upside down, which doesn't hold anything at all. And also, one should not be like a pot with holes, and whatever you listen to just goes out. And also, the disciple should not be like a dirty pot who goes to the Guru with his preconceived notions and "I know everything," that attitude. Even it should not be done. When we say that the disciple must serve the Guru, his master, we are always reminded of the dialogue between Lord Hanuman and Vibhishana, which Bhagwan often mentions in his discourses. Once Vibhishana asks Hanuman, "See, like you, I also incessantly chant the name of Lord Rama. But how is it that you are eligible, you are the recipient of special grace from Lord Rama?" Then Lord Hanuman's reply is, "It is not enough if you merely chant the name of your master, but you must be of service to your master." And that is why it is said Sevanaihi in this verse number 34. Speaking to a group of students, once Bhagwan said, "If Rama had willed, he could have just said, 'Ravana, you die, Sita, you come back,' and Ramayana would be over." Then Swami said, "The entire Ramayana was enacted to showcase to the world the devotion and the service of Lord Hanuman to his master, Lord Rama." That's why we sing in our bhajans, "Guru Seva Bina Nirvana Nahi." And Swami also has said, the Sundara Kanda in Ramayana, in this the hero is Lord Hanuman. And that is why seva to the Guru, seva to the cause that the Guru represents, is very important for the disciple. And now we shall see verse number 35. Swamin namaste nataloka bandho karunya sindho patitam bhavabdhau mamuddharatmiya kataksha drishtya rijvyati karunya sudhabhi vrishtya. This shloka 35 is in fact a prayer of the disciple to the master. He says, "Swamin namaste, O master, I bow down to you, I prostrate you. Nataloka bandhu, you are the close friend, intimate friend of those who reverentially surrender to you. Then karunya sindhu, you are the ocean of compassion." See, here we must not think that it is a flattery of the Guru by the disciple, but the disciple, having realized the futility of the world, having done purushartha nishchaya, now he is praying to the Guru to save him from samsara, and that is why he is praying like this. Then he says, "Patitam bhavabdhau." Abhi again is ocean, and bhava, this ocean of bhava, where one is constantly striving to become something, it is the ocean of samsara. Patitam, I have fallen. I have fallen into this ocean of samsara. Here, samsara is the ocean of change, which is constantly changing. And therefore, he prays, "Mam udhara, please save me, please uplift me from this ocean of samsara where I have fallen." Atmiya katakshadrishtya, to your loving, direct glance of the eyes. So look at me once with love, that is enough, that is what the disciple is pleading here. Rujvyati karunya sudhabhivrishtya. With a direct glance from your eyes, sudhabhivrishtya, which rain, nectarine, grace supreme or compassion, that is enough for me to be saved from this samsara. So please look at me with a direct glance of your eyes, which will rain on me compassion. And that is what the disciple is praying to the guru here. So this shows that the disciple has introspected very well and he knows his predicament, that he has fallen into this ocean of samsara and guru alone can save him. So he approaches the guru not for any tinsel and trash, but to be saved from this bhavasagara itself. And now verse number 36. Durvara samsara davagni taptam dodhuyamanam duradrishta vataihi. Bhitam prapannam paripahi mrityoho sharanyam anyat yadaham na jane. Here again the prayer of the disciple continues when he says, Durvara samsara davagni taptam. Davagni means the forest fire. Taptam, who is scorched, who is being roasted. O master, I am being roasted in this fire of samsara, the blazing, the scorching fire of samsara, the fire of change. And dodhuyamanam duradrishta vatehi, I am being tossed up and down by what? Duradrishta, the misfortunes that come my way in this samsara, the storms of the misfortune, vatehi, the storms. And bhitam, I am terrified. Prapannam, I surrender to you. I take refuge in you. Paripahi mrityoho, please save me from this death. Sharanyam anyat yadaham na jane, I do not know of any other refuge than you, O master. Please save me from this samsara. If we look at this verse carefully, we can make out that it is the Arjuna sthiti in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna realizes that he is helpless, he is confused, and he cannot arrive at a decision by himself, and that is how he surrenders to the Lord, saying, Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. O Lord, I surrender to you, consider me as your guru and as your disciple, and please be my guru and please instruct me. And this is what the disciple is also saying here. He says, I am being roasted by the fire of this samsara. It is not the world that is responsible for this condition of the disciple. The disciple realizes that it is his own ego, it is his own false identification with the BMI, and it is his own vanities of false values in him that are responsible for him being roasted by this internal fire. In fact, that is what is meant by davagni taptam. And then when he says, dodhuyamanam duradrishta vataihi, this misfortune in the world is not exactly from the external world. So he is tossed by the storms of these misfortunes, and they are nothing but his own raga, dvesha, his attachment and aversion to the world, and also the dualities of the world which he is not able to handle, the dvandvas of the world, and they are actually the storms that are tossing him up and down in samsara. And his inclination to seek permanence in the impermanent and not realizing that he is the changeless permanent self, that is what is causing him the problem, and that is what the storm is in his life. And that's why he says, Bhitam, I am completely terrified. I am terrified because I can't handle this situation. I am confused. I don't know what to do. That's why I surrender to you. And you are the only one who can save me from this samsara. And here, this verse beautifully summarizes the experience of the finitude of the world by the disciple, and he is seeking the infinite, and that is why he has surrendered to the master with single-pointed devotion. That's why he says, Charanyam anyat yadaham najani. I do not know of any other refuge. You are the only one who can save me. And when he says, Paripahi mrityoho, save me from death. The death, mrityu here means, save me from this realm of change. That is this bhavasagara, this world, the samsara. And that is what he is praying here. Now we shall see verse 37. Shanta mahanto nivasanti santo vasanta vallokahitam charantaha tirna swayam bhima bhavarnavam jana ahetu nanyana pitarayantaha. The prayer of the disciple continues, and here Acharya Shankara uses a beautiful analogy to describe the nature of the guru. So he says, Shanta, O Master, you are absolutely peaceful. Here, the peace that doesn't come from the peace of mind or the Manashanti, it is Atma Shanti, because the Guru knows that he is Sat Chit Ananda himself. So this Shanta Sthiti of the Guru comes from the Ananda that his own self is. Then Mahanto. Mahanto means a great one, a magnanimous one. And Mahanta is also the one whose vision is very vast. That is also the meaning of Mahanta. And this is how the Guru is hailed here. Then Nivasanti Santo. And you are verily a saint. Santaha, the saint. Who is a Santa? A santa or a saint is one in whom all the santapa has ended. It means all the agitations of the mind have ended, and that's how he becomes a santa. And he is compared to vasantavat lokahitam charantaha. You are like the spring season. And what does the spring season do? When the spring arrives, then what happens is, the leaves come back to the trees and the flowers start blooming. The sky becomes clearer and cleaner and the grass becomes thicker. And there is so much beauty in the nature and so much joy around. And this is what the spring season does in a year. And just like the presence of the spring brings joy to the hearts of all around, the santa, the saints, bring joy to everyone, and this is how they strive for lokahita, the welfare of the world. They are ever engaged in spreading joy to the world and also uplifting everyone in this world. And that is why the Guru is compared to the Vasanta Rutu. But the spring season or Vasanta Rutu comes only once a year. But the compassion of the Guru is such that it lasts forever, and the Guru is ever engaged in the welfare of the disciple, and he is such a saint. Then, Tirna Swayam Bhima Bhavarnavam Janan. Having himself crossed this dreadful ocean of finitude, the Guru on his own accord, what does he do? He will help others to cross this ocean of samsara. This is the compassion of the Guru. The Guru is not only himself established in Brahmajnana, he has crossed this bhavasagara, but he doesn't keep quiet, and out of his compassion for mankind, he, without any motive, without any cause, or without seeking any reward from anyone, on his own accord, he helps everyone to cross this ocean of samsara. That is what is said in this verse by the disciple. So as we can see that the disciple further hails the glory of the Guru and also the compassion of the Guru. And as Bhagwan would often say, love doesn't seek any reward, it itself is its own reward. And this is the love of the Guru for the disciple, love of the Guru for mankind. And without any motive, the Guru ceaselessly works for the welfare of the world. See, as we can see in this verse and also the next verse, which is verse number 38, he can see the exquisite poetry of Acharya Shankara in Sanskrit, where he explains the Guru through beautiful analogies. And the same continues in the next verse also, which says, Ayam svabhavah svatah yeva yatpara shramapanoda pravanam mahatmanam sudham shuresha svayam arka karkasha prabhabhitaptamavatikshitim kila. It means, indeed it is the nature of the magnanimous, the mahatmanam, the great ones, the ones whose vision is very, very vast. And such scenes, it is their nature, svatah eva etpara shramapanuda pravanam. They help to remove the trouble of others. Having realized the Brahman, they just don't keep quiet. They just sit in meditation. It is not so. But they engage themselves in the welfare of the world and they constantly strive to remove the troubles of others. How? Here the Guru is compared to the moon when Acharya Shankara says, Sudham Shuresha Swayam Arka Karkasha Prabhabi Taptam and Avati Kshiti Kila. Kshiti means the earth. Just like the moon, who of his own accord cools the earth, kshiti means earth, cools the earth that is scorched by arka karkasha prabhabitaptam, the earth that is scorched by the flaming rays of the sun, the moon cools this mother earth of his own accord. Similarly, the Guru, even without anyone's asking, the Guru, just like the moon, he helps always to remove the troubles of others. See, the whole day, the Mother Earth is scorched by the heat of the sun, the flaming rays of the sun. But in the night, the moon, through his cool moon light, he cools the Mother Earth. And similarly, the agitations in the mind of the disciple, they are put to an end by the Guru, who does this of his own accord, and he doesn't need any reason to do this to the disciple. And such is the magnanimity of the Guru. And that is why the unchanging supreme principle that takes the form of Guru for the sake of humanity, to uplift humanity. And this is the Ahetuka Daya Sindhu aspect of the Guru. Even for no reason, he is ready to shower mercy, his mercy on us. And he is an ocean of compassion. For no reason, Ahetuka, the causeless ocean of compassion. And now we shall see verse 39. The beautiful poetry of Sanskrit by the author, it extends even in the next verse. And when the author says, Brahmananda rasanubhuti kalitaihi putaihi sushitair yutaihi. It means, the words of the Guru bring Brahmananda to the disciple and it is honeyed by the bliss of Brahman. It means the speech of the Guru is nectarine to the heart of the disciple, and it is full of honey, and it is so sweet that it immediately brings ananda, the bliss of Atman, to the heart of the disciple. And how is this? It is said, Yushmadva kalashojitai shruti sukhair vakyamritai sevchaya. It means, the words that comes from the lips of the Guru, just like water flows from the mouth of a water jug, that brings so much peace to the one who is thirsty, similarly the words that come from the lips of the Guru, which are like the honey, they bring bliss to the heart of the disciple. Sechaya, in fact, means they bring relief to the heart of the disciple. The words are so cooling, so soothing, and also it is Shruti Sukhair Vakyamritaihi. They are also very, very reassuring to the disciple. And then the next line says, Santaptam Bhavatapa Davadahana Jvalabhirenam Prabhu. It means, it is like the shower that immediately cools the Davagni, the forest fire that is there in the mind of the disciple. And this is what the words of the Guru do, and they are very soothing to the ears of the disciple and also the heart of the disciple. So the mind that is subjected to afflictions by the tongues of the forest fire, that is his own agitations, and all these which are tormenting the mind of the disciple, they are immediately brought to rest, and the words of the Guru bring relief to the disciple, and not only to the ears but to his heart as well, and they give him Brahmananda. And that is why the disciple says, Dhanyaste bhavadi kshana kshana gataihi patri krita svikritaha. So, O Master, the disciple is really blessed indeed who is the recipient of the direct glance, the passing glance from your eyes, and when you accept him as your disciple under your protection, under your umbrella. So, having come into your fold, into your umbrella, into your protection, we are really blessed indeed upon whom you show your loving glance. Even a passing glance from the Guru to the disciple brings him so much blessing once he is accepted into the protection of the Guru. So the disciple realizes that having come to the Guru, there is no looking back for him, because just the words of the Guru that are full of honey, that are full of nectar, are enough to bring not only relief to his ears and also to his mind, cooling down all his agitations, the agitations which are like the flames of the forest fire. And he realizes that he is truly blessed once he has come to the Guru, because just the passing glance of the Guru is enough to uplift this disciple. So when we listen to these verses by the disciple, we can all easily make out how blessed we are having come into the fold of the Paripurna Avatar. And it also is a strong reminder for all of us that having got this unparalleled opportunity, a blessing of many, many lifetimes to be with the Avatar, we cannot afford to squander away this opportunity, this blessing that has come our way. And this is also very, very important for the disciple. As Swami would say, it is not only devotion to the Guru that matters, but the transformation that the disciple is ready to undergo in the hands of the Guru, subjecting himself to the unmaking and remaking by the divine sculptor is also very, very important for the disciple, and it is a powerful reminder for every spiritual seeker. This is it for the day. I will conclude with the Shanti Mantra. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Saishwararpanamastu. I am thankful to Bhagwan. My sincere thanks to Shri Satya Sai Media Center and every one of you. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listener, that was the 87th talk in this new and continuing series, Vedanta Parichaya, an introduction to Vedanta by Dr. Lata Shri, a senior medical officer serving at the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital here at Puttaparthi, who based her talk on Viveka Chudamani. Hope you enjoyed this session, and if you have any queries and feedback regarding this series, please feel free to email us as always to listener@radiosai.org. You could also WhatsApp us your feedback to this number, 9393258258. Next week, same time, we'll continue with this new series, and for those of you who missed the earlier talks, can also download it from our website, radiosai.org. Now it's time for Swami's Divine Discourse, followed by bhajans and songs in Bhagwan's golden voice. Let's now listen to the first part of a Divine Discourse, delivered by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba during the New Year's Day on the 1st of January 2003.
చదువులన్నీయు చదివి చాలా వివేకి అయి పేరు పొందవచ్చు ప్రకృతి యందు. రాజరాజై పుట్టి రాజ్యమేలగవచ్చు, హేమ గోదానము ఇయ్యవచ్చు.
With all the education acquired, one can be a great intellectual and earn the repute and the name in the society. One can even be a king and reign the entire kingdom. One can even offer in charity the gold and the cows as an act of charity.
Gaganamanduna chukkalu lekka gonavachu, jeevarasula perlu cheppavachu.
One can count the number of stars in the sky. One can even name all the beings on earth.
Kani dehendriyamulari katti manasu nilpi antarmukhamu jesi anavaratamu.
But with absolute control over the senses, the body, and the mind, and to turn inward continuously is extremely difficult.
Jihvagre chandanam lachmi, jihvagre mitrabandhava, tihvagre bandhanam prapti, jihvagre maranam dhruvam, പ്രേമസ്വരൂപുലാര്
എംബോഡിമെന്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ലവ്
മാടല ചേത ఎంతటి సిరి సంపదలనైనా కూడాను సంపాదించవచ్చు.
త్రూ అవర్ వర్డ్స్ వన్ కెన్ ఎర్న్ ప్లెంటీ అండ్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ.
ఎందరి బంధుమిత్రులైనా కూడాను సంపాదించుకునవచ్చు.
వన్ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ రిలేషన్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్.
మాటల చేత రాజ్యములే సంపాదించవచ్చును.
The words will even bring you the very kingdom itself.
అట్టి పవిత్రమైన మాటలు మానవుడు ప్రాప్తించి కూడాను మానవుడు ఆ మాటలను సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో పెట్టలేకపోతున్నాడు.
Though man is gifted with such sacred words, yet he is not able to make proper use of them.
మానవుని ఎందున్నటువంటి మహత్తరమైన శక్తి, గొప్ప కీర్తి, అమిత శాంతి మరి ఏ జీవులు ఎందు కూడాను కానరాదు.
ద మైటీ పవర్, ద కెపాసిటీ టు బి రిప్యూటెడ్ అండ్ ది ఇమ్మనెంట్ పీస్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్ ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రజెంట్ ఇన్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ది క్రీచర్స్.
ప్రపంచమునందుగల సమస్త వస్తువులు ఎందు కూడాను సత్తు, చిత్తు, ఆనందము, రూపము, నామము ఈ ఐడెంటిటీతో కూడి ఉన్నది.
ఎవ్రీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హ్యాస్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, సత్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, చిత్ అవేర్నెస్, బ్లిస్ ఆనంద, రూప ద ఫామ్, నామ and the name.
Kani sat chit anandamulu jeevuni yokka pradhanamaina gunamulu.
However, sat existence, chit awareness, ananda, bliss are the primal attributes of man.
Ivi satya nityamainatuvanti vi.
They are fundamental and eternal.
Roopa namamulu anityamulu అశాశ్వతములు.
The name and the form are temporary and fleeting.
కానీ మానవుడు ప్రకృతి మాయల చేత కప్పబడి ఆ రూపనామముల్ని లక్ష్యంగా ఉంచుకుని అది ఏ సత్యమని అది ఏ నిత్యమని దానిని అనుసరిస్తూ తన జీవితమును వ్యర్థము గావించుకుంటున్నాడు.
బట్ మ్యాన్ ఎన్కంపాస్డ్, కవర్డ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ by this illusion of this nature, and he goes by the name and form as the main objective of life and has forgotten this eternal truth and thus wasting his life.
Lokamulo medha shakti kaligineetunti varu rendu vidhamulaina unnaru.
In this world there are two types of intellectuals.
Kevalamu bhautikamaina లౌకికమైన ప్రాప్తమైనటువంటి యొక్క వస్తువులను గుర్తించి వాటి యొక్క మంచి చెడులను విచారించి దానిని వినియోగించుకునేటువంటి వారు కొందరు.
ద ఫస్ట్ కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ వర్ల్డ్లీ, ఫిజికల్, హు ఆర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద మొమెంటరీ అండ్ ఫ్లీటింగ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, గోయింగ్ బై ద గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్.
కొందరు చిగుళ్లను మాత్రమే చూచి కొమ్మలు రెమ్మలను పరికించి ఆనందించేటువంటి వారు కొందరు.
మీనింగ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డిలైట్ఫుల్ వాచింగ్ ద బ్రాంచెస్, ద టెండర్ లీవ్స్ అండ్ వైడ్ ఫాలియేజ్.
వీరే సైంటిస్ట్.
దే ఆర్ ది సైంటిస్ట్.
కానీ ఈ యొక్క కొమ్మలు రెమ్మలకు మూదాధారమైనటువంటి యొక్క వేదనను గుర్తించి ఆ వేదన యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యం పరికించి ఆనందించేటువంటి వారు వేదాంతులు.
అన్లైక్ దిస్ కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ గో బై ద ఫాలియేజ్ ఇన్ ద బ్రాంచెస్ దట్ స్ప్రెడ్ సైడ్ వర్డ్స్, దెర్ ఆర్ దోస్ దట్ గో ఇన్ టు ద డెప్త్ ఆఫ్ రూట్స్ ఎట్ ద బాటమ్, నోయింగ్ ఇట్స్ కెపాసిటీ అండ్ ఎబిలిటీ. దే ఆర్ వేదాంతిస్ ఆర్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్.
కనుక కేవలము కొమ్మలు రెమ్మలు మాత్రమే చూచి ఆనందించేటువంటి వ్యక్తులు బాహ్యమైన ప్రకృతమైన ప్రాప్తమైన జీవులు.
సో దోస్ హూ గో బై ద షూట్ అబౌవ్ ద గ్రౌండ్ దే ఆర్ వరల్డ్లీ క్రీచర్స్ వరల్డ్లీ బీయింగ్స్.
దీనికి మూలాధారమైనటువంటి శక్తి సామర్థ్యమును గుర్తించి వేదను పోషించి ఫలమును భుజించి జీవితాన్ని ఆనందపరుచుకునేటువంటి వారు వేదాంతులు.
But Vedantins, philosophers are those who know the root beneath the ground, understanding its capacity and mighty power, and partake the fruit of life.
Bhagavatamanandu mandala parvatani madinchi antunundi konni mukhyamainatunti yokka pradhana kartavyamunu gurtinchi aanandinchinatunti vaaru kondaru. దాని నుండి అలువడినటువంటి యొక్క విషమును గుర్తించి బాధపడినటువంటి వారికి మరికొందరు.
ఇన్ భాగవత దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ మెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఎపిసోడ్ వైల్ మందర వాజ్ చర్న్డ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ ద బ్లిస్ఫుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ దట్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ వైల్ అదర్ హ్యాడ్ టు స్వాలో ద పాయిజన్ ఆల్సో.
ప్రకృతి మాయల చేత చిక్కబడినటువంటి యొక్క ఈ మానసం అనేటువంటి మందర పర్వతమును మదించి రాక్షసులు విషమును పొందారు మొదలు.
బీయింగ్ ద క్యాప్టివ్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ద రాక్షస డెమన్స్ హ్యాడ్ టు స్వాలో ద పాయిజన్ ఇన్ ద చర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ మందర ఆఫ్ మౌంటైన్ మందర దట్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ మానస ద మైండ్.
కానీ దానితో వారు ఏమాత్రం కూడా వెనుకంచి వేయకు.
With that, one should not retreat.
దానిని తట్టుకుని నిట్టుకుని ముందుకు సాగి దాన్ని సాధించడానికి తగినటువంటి కృషి తెలిపినటువంటి వారు దేవతలు.
But the deities, devatas, could resist, could face all the challenges, and yet could proceed ahead.
ప్రప్రథమంలో వారికి చిక్కినటువంటిది విషమైనప్పటికీ విషం వల్ల మనం ఏమాత్రం కూడా వెనుకంచి వేయకూడదని ధైర్య సాహసముల చేత దాన్ని సాధించి మదించి లక్ష్మిని మందర పర్వతమును కామధేనువును కల్పవృక్షమును కూడా పొందినటువంటి వారు దేవతలు.
దేవతాస్ ద డైటీస్ హ్యావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్ బికాస్ దే హ్యాడ్ టు స్వాలో ద పాయిజన్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ద జర్నీ బట్ విత్ ఆల్ దేర్ కరేజ్ అండ్ ద వాలర్ దే కుడ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ గెయిన్ ఫర్ దెమ్ సెల్వ్స్ లక్ష్మి ద గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ and Kamadhenu, the wish-fulfilling cow, and Kalpavruksha, the wish-fulfilling tree.
Prakruti yandu avadarinchinatvanti prati manavudu ee vidhamainatvanti manomanmatanu madinchi aneka phalamulu ponde nimittamai prakulaadutunnadu.
In this world, many human beings are involved in the churning process of the mind and faces consequences.
Kani ప్రప్రథమంలో లభించినటువంటి యొక్క పాయిజన్ ను వారు ఏమాత్రము లెక్క చేయక తమ జీవితములే అద్భుతము గావించి ఆనందముతో అంకితము చేసుకుని విలువైనటువంటి ఆస్తిని సంపాదించుకున్నటువంటి వారు దేవతలు.
But the deities, devatas are those who are not depressed because of the poison which they had to follow initially. They surrendered and ultimately they could have blissful objects at the end.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను ప్రప్రథమంలో మనకు అడ్డు తగిలినటువంటి యొక్క కష్టములను నష్టములను దుఃఖములను విచారములను లొంగించి దానికి ఏమాత్రం వెరువక ముందంజ వేయాలి.
Therefore it is imperative on the part of everyone not to be depressed by difficulties, obstacles, problems, worries and anxieties along the way of our life.
అప్పుడే మానవుడు నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్వరూపాన్ని గుర్తించి వర్తించడానికి వీలవుతుంది.
Then only man would be able to know his true form and conduct himself accordingly.
మానవత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి గుణములు సచ్చిత్ ఆనందములే.
The attributes of mankind are these three, సచ్చిత్ ఆనంద.
అట్టి విలువైనటువంటి యొక్క గుణములను ఈనాడు విస్మరించి
Today such valuable attributes are forgotten.
అనిత్యమో అసత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క దేహ బాంధవులను మాత్రమే అభివృద్ధి గావించుకొని
బట్ వీఆర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ అవర్ ఫిజికల్ డిజైర్స్ అవర్ వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్స్
కాలమును వ్యర్థం చేస్తున్నాడు మానవుడు.
And thus man is wasting his time.
మానవుడికి ఎంత విలువైనటువంటి గుణములు ఉండినప్పటికి ఆ గుణముల యొక్క విలువను గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
In spite of the latent, highly valuable qualities in him, man is not able to know them yet.
ఆ విలువలనే గుర్తించిన మానవుడు ఎంతటి గొప్పతనమైన పొందగలడు, తానే దైవంగా మారగలడు.
When once the immanent values are cognized and experienced, man can become even divine.
మానవుడు తన యొక్క దివ్యత్వం చేత ఎంతటి ఘనకార్యమైన కూడా చేయగలుగుతున్నాడు.
Man is able to achieve, accomplish mightiest tasks because of the latent divinity.
కానీ తన యొక్క స్వభావమైనటువంటి గుణములను విస్మరించకుండా తాను సాధించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
He should never forget the innate gifted virtues in him, attributes, and yet work for the successful achievements.
ఈనాటి మానవుని యందు ఉన్నటువంటి మహత్తరమైనటువంటి శక్తులు ప్రపంచంలో ఎక్కడ కూడా కానరావు.
The mighty power in man is not noticed anywhere in this world.
జగత్తునందు కలగా ప్రతి మానవుని యందు కూడా ఈ సత్చిత్ ఆనందం అనేటువంటిది ప్రకాశిస్తూనే ఉంటున్నవి.
The three primal values, సత్చిత్ ఆనంద, they radiant and they are effulgent in everyone.
కానీ ప్రకృతి మాయ చేత చిక్కబడి రూపనామములను సత్యముగా భావించి సత్యనిత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క గుణములను విస్మరిస్తున్నాడు.
బట్ హీ ఇస్ క్యారీడ్ అవే బై ద డెల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నేచర్ అండ్ రిపోజెస్ ఫుల్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ దస్ డెల్యూటెడ్.
ఈనాడు మానవుడు గుర్తించవలసినటువంటిది తన ఎందున్నటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యమైన, భవ్యమైన, నవ్యమైనటువంటి శక్తులను తాను గుర్తించాలి.
వాట్ మ్యాన్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు డూ టుడే ఈస్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ద ఇన్నేట్ లేటెంట్ ఇమ్మనెంట్ పవర్ వాల్యూస్ ఇన్ హిమ్.
దినదినమునకు మానవత్వం యొక్క శక్తులు అభివృద్ధి అవుతున్నవి.
ద హ్యూమన్ పవర్ ఈస్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ డే బై డే.
కానీ తాను గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
Yet he is not able to know.
Alpamaina swalpamainaatti vishayamulaku thanu longi praapulaadi kaalamnanta ikkudanu vyartham chesukuntunnadu.
He becomes a victim to all low and mean objects of this world and thus ruins his life.
Kanuka manavudu tana endunnatundi yokka manavata viluvannu gurtinchi vartinchadame atyavasaramainatundi yokka karma.
Therefore the chief action lies in understanding, recognizing the human values within everyone.
Manavata viluvalaku entati viluvaina kuda nu kapputuku viluvaledu.
We cannot estimate the value of the human values.
Ee manavata viluvalanu manam ee naadu gurtinchinappude manavattam saarthakam avutundi.
The human life is really redeemed when once the human values are realized.
Manavudanaga kevalamu daivamsame kaani anyam kaadu.
Man is the spark of the divine, nothing else.
Kadukane mamai vamso jeeva loke jeeva bhuta sanatanaha, nen sanatanude nitti yokka daivamsamne kaani anyam kaadani lopal nunchi antarvaadi bodhisthu unnadi.
Therefore the inner voice certainly tells you that you are the spark of the divine which is eternal and true.
Kaani manavudu aa antarvaani yokka tattvamunu gurtinchadaniki ee maatram kodanu ప్రయత్నించడం.
బట్ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సర్టన్లీ మేకింగ్ ఎన్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు లిసన్ టు దిస్ ఇన్నర్ వాయిస్.
భౌతికమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాప్తమైనటువంటి యొక్క పదార్థములు మాత్రమే ఆశిస్తున్నాడు, ఆనందిస్తున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ ఎస్పైర్స్ టు ఎక్వైర్ ద ఫిజికల్ మండేన్ వరల్డ్లీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్.
అది క్షణంలో మార్పు చెందేటువంటివి.
దే ఆల్ చేంజ్ ఇన్ ఎ మోమెంట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్.
ఇలాంటి మార్పు చెందేటువంటి యొక్క పదార్థములకు మానవుడు లొంగి తన నిత్య సత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్వభావమును గుర్తించక పవిత్రమైనటువంటి స్థానమునకు దూరమైపోతున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ హాస్ బికమ్ ఎ విక్టిమ్ టు ఆల్ దిస్ ఫ్లీటింగ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హాస్ ఫర్గాటన్ ది ఎటర్నల్ ట్రూత్ ఇన్ హిమ్ అండ్ దస్ లూజింగ్ ద వెరీ వాల్యూ అండ్ ద పర్పస్.
అనిత్యం అశాశ్వతము,
దట్ ఈస్ టెంపరీ అండ్ దట్ ఫ్లీటింగ్.
రూప నామములు కేవలము భౌతికములు.
ద నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆర్ ఫిజికల్.
ఈ రూపనామములు కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి నీటి బుడగలు వంటివి.
ద నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆర్ లైక్ వాటర్ బబుల్స్.
ఇలాంటి నీటి బుడగల వంటి ఈ యొక్క మాయకు లొంగిపోయి మణిక్యముల వంటి యొక్క మనస్తత్వాన్ని ఈనాడు దూరం గావించుకుంటున్నాడు.
He has submitted himself to this name and form which are like water bubbles, and he has forgotten the highly valuable things of this life.
కానీ మానవుని ఎందున్నటువంటి మహత్తరమైన శక్తులు చాలా గొప్పవే.
The latent mighty power in man is no doubt very great.
నిప్పు కంటే నిప్పుతో మండినటువంటి ఒక ఇనుము పుక్క చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ఒక పని చేస్తుంది.
In fact, the iron that's red hot is more functional, can be put to use more than the fire itself.
అలాంటి మానవ దేహం అనేటువంటి ఇనుప ముక్క ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యమైనటువంటి భావములను ఏమాత్రము గుర్తించుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
Man is not able to make an attempt to know the divine thought in him, something like an iron rod which is red hot with fire.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no reason for love. No birth, no death.
No season for love, no reason for love. No birth, no death.
Prema, satya, ananda. Shanti, satya, ananda.
Prema, satya, ananda. Shanti, satya, ananda.
సత్య ఆనంద శాంతి ధర్మ ఆనంద
ప్రేమ సత్య ఆనంద శాంతి ధర్మ ఆనంద
శిరిడి సాయి పత్తి సాయి పత్తి బాబా జై జై
శిరిడి సాయి పత్తి సాయి పత్తి బాబా జై జై
శిరిడి సాయి పత్తి సాయి ప్రేమ సాయి జై జై
శిరిడి సాయి పత్తి సాయి ప్రేమ సాయి జై జై
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food. Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food. Love is my form, truth is my bread, peace is my food.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
Madhava Murahar, Madhura Manohara, Giridhara Gopala. మాధవ మురహర మధుర మనోహర గిరిధర గోపాల హే గిరిధర గోపాల హే గిరిధర గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల. నందకుమార నవనీత చోర బృందావనం సంచార భక్తోద్ధార బాల గోపాల గిరిధర గోపాల. ఏ గిరిధర హృదయ విహార నవనీత చోర నంద కుమార గిరిధర
Hari bhajan bina sukh shanti Thank you.
sidearm, dear listener, what you just heard were excerpts from the first part of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba during the New Year's Day on the 1st of January 2003, followed by songs and bhajans in Bhagwan's golden voice. Next week we'll listen to the second part of this discourse. With this we come to the end of this morning's segment, Sunrise with Sai. Please email us your feedback as always to listener@radiosai.org. You could also WhatsApp us your feedback to this number, 9393258258. I thank you for all your earlier feedback through emails and WhatsApp. Thank you for tuning in, and it's me, Team Radio Sai, Sunil, signing off, offering this segment at the divine lotus feet of our dear Lord Sai. In a while, we'll bring you the proceedings live from the Sai Kulwant Hall here at Prashanti Nilay. So please stay tuned. Thank you and Jai Sai Ram.